and nonviolence. You said that world peace by nonviolent means is neither absurd nor unreachable. All other ways have failed. Thus we must begin again. And how long will it take? The rich power of your voice, the cadence of your speech, ring today in our hearts and minds. How long? Not so long, because lies cannot live forever. How long? Not so long, because the universe bends toward justice. How long? Not so long, because my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. His truth is marching on. Lincoln's words on leaving Springfield for Washington in 1861 could have been your words. He said, "What great principle or ideal is it that has kept this Union so long together?" I believe it was that sentiment in the Declaration of Independence which gave liberty to the people of this country and hope to all the world. This sentiment was the fulfillment of an ancient dream that men might one day shake off their chains and find freedom in the brotherhood of life. We gained democracy, and now there is the question whether it is fit to survive. Perhaps we have come to the dreadful day of awakening and the dream is ended. If so, I am afraid it must be ended forever. I cannot believe ever again that men will have the opportunity we have had. Perhaps we should admit that and concede that our ideals of liberty and equality are decadent and doomed. And yet, let us believe it is not true. Let us live to prove that we can cultivate the natural world that is about us and the intellectual and moral world that is within us so that we may secure an individual, political, and social prosperity whose course shall be forward, in which, while the earth endures, shall not pass away. I commend you to the care of the Almighty, as I hope that you, in your prayers, will remember me. Goodbye, my friends and neighbors.